This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. Really big show, as Ed Sullivan used to say, really big show today as usual. So much news that I can't get it all in. I print out stacks of news stories to read to all of you, and I need to have like a 24-hour-a-day show to get it all in. Thank you. First of all, thank you, Lee Elsie, for guest hosting in hour number one. Lee from WGAGF-FM in New London, Connecticut, our East Coast affiliate. Our East Coast powerhouse, our East Coast flagship. We've got stations throughout Connecticut, all owned by one station. And Lee Elsie is the morning host of that station and the owner of that station. And Lee have been very good to me, very nice to me. And the Wayne Root Show on in the evenings on all of those stations. And Lee Elsie is a great, great guest host. Always an honor and privilege to have him sitting in for me in the first hour of the show. Thank you, Lee. Some news out there. Another huge win. What did Trump tell us? He said, you're going to win, you're going to win, you're going to win and win and win, and pretty soon you'll get bored of winning. Well, I never get bored of winning. And by the way, there's a lot of losing mixed in, because the liberals are nuts. And they're passionate, and they are intense, and they are mentally ill, and they are focused on defeating us. There's plenty of losses mixed in. But Trump just keeps overcoming them all. A federal judge blocks the California law requiring Trump to disclose his tax returns in order to appear on the 2020 primary ballot. Nice loss for California. I love it. In a win for Judicial Watch, that's Tom Fitton, my buddy. He does such a great job. He is, at this point, I would say, the most important conservative in the United States of America. The most important conservative in America besides President Trump. My buddy Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch. He keeps suing and demanding access to so many different scandals, so many different controversial issues that nobody else even understands are going on, and no one else understands how you would get access to them. He's out there getting access to them. In a win for Judicial Watch, the Constitution and Americans, a court has granted a preliminary injunction against the California law requiring Trump to release his tax returns in order to appear on the 2020 primary ballot. Federal judge ordered that. U.S. District Judge Morris England Jr. said he would issue a final ruling in the coming days, but took the unusual step of issuing the tentative order from the bench. He said there would be irreparable harm without temporary relief for Trump and other candidates in the law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom in July. Big victory for the voters, said Judicial Watch boss Tom Fitton. His tweet was, breaking, Judicial Watch and real Donald Trump win in California. Court grants preliminary injunction against anti-Trump unconstitutional election law requiring disclosure of tax returns. Big victory for voters. So great job. California's nuts. There's no question about it. And we'll tell you throughout the show, President Trump is fighting back against California. Another victory for Trump. Nancy Pelosi unloads on Gerald Nadler and tells him to drop his Moby Dick-like impeachment obsession. Yeah, he is very Moby Dick-like. Yes, he is. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasted House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler last week over his Moby Dick-like obsession with impeaching Trump, days before Trump's campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, wiped the floor with congressional Democrats during a contentious five-hour hearing on Tuesday in front of Nadler's panel. Pelosi's comments came during a closed-door Capitol Hill meeting of Democrats last week, where she complained that judiciary aides have advanced the impeachment push far beyond where the House Democrat caucus stands. And you can feel free to leak this, she added, according to several people who were there. It was the latest sign of a widening schism between Pelosi and Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, two longtime allies who were increasingly in conflict over where to guide the party at one of its most critical moments. Both Pelosi and Nadler, who have served in the House together for more than 25 years, insist their relationship remains strong, but their rift over impeachment is getting harder and harder to paper over amid Democrats' flailing message on the topic and a growing divide in the caucus. And while Pelosi aides told Politico that Nadler has coordinated with her office on investigations and legal strategy and messaging, and Pelosi has signed off on all Judiciary Committee's court filings against Trump, the House Speaker has been expressing skepticism for months that a successful impeachment in the House would only lead to exonerating Trump on the campaign trail after the effort dies in the GOP-led Senate. So it's pretty obvious there's nothing here, there's nothing you could do. You can't impeach him in the Senate. He'll never be found guilty. And you don't have anything against him. There's nothing impeachable because you disagree with someone's politics. How ridiculous. Trump is also suing the crooked Manhattan DA, Cy Vance, to stop the tax reveal. President Trump on Thursday, today, sued crooked Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance, who recently subpoenaed 8 years of Trump's personal and corporate tax returns. Cy Vance's office issued the subpoena last month to Trump's accounting firm. Last month, the DA opened a criminal investigation into Trump's role in the hush payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. The whole thing is ridiculous. The Democratic Party has lost its way and lost their minds. Another big development today, a whistleblower has complained about Trump making a promise to a foreign leader, which touches off a D.C. firestorm. The intelligence community inspector general gives closed-door testimony on the whistleblower complaint. The outline of the complaint, which President Trump calls fake news, what else is new? Probably has made it up, remains vague. Chief intelligence correspondent Catherine Kerridge was reporting on it for Fox News, a whistleblower complaint involving allegations President Trump made a troubling and unspecified promise to a foreign leader, touched off a new Washington firestorm on Thursday. The detail surfaced overnight in a Washington Post report. Of course it did. First of all, the Washington Post is a conspiracy theorist. How dare they call Wayne Root a conspiracy theorist? There's never been bigger conspiracy theorists than the Washington Post and the New York Times and MSNBC and CNN. What a joke. They keep coming up with lie after lie after lie about President Trump. But here's the thing. Let's just assume this one is true, that there really is a complaint. There may not even be a complaint. But if there is a complaint, it could be just a completely made-up complaint. But let's assume it's a completely true complaint. Here's my problem. Okay, if every president in the history of America spits on the sidewalk, and you only go after one, President Trump, and you try and give him life in prison for spitting on the sidewalk, do you feel like that's fair? Every president makes promises on the phone to world leaders, or promises in person to world leaders. They promise things to get things. How is that a crime? This has gone on since the beginning of time. So even if Trump did it, so what? And if Trump did it, that means he's the only president who has his entire conversation listened to and leaked by a person in his own administration. This never happened to Obama. I mean, wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall when Muslim sympathizer who was raised in Muslim Indonesia, Barack Hussein Obama, wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall when he was talking with Arab leaders and Muslim leaders all around the world? How about when he was talking to the Muslim Brotherhood leader who took over Egypt in a coup? Eventually, he wound up in prison. But it was with Obama's help and wink and nod that we had the Arab Spring, and they took over Egypt, and they were crazy, radical Muslims who hate Jews, hate Christians, hate democracy, and he was on their side. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall to have listened to Obama's conversations with those people? But the reality is none of this ever happened. Let's see, I saw the actual tweets from President Trump, but I don't see them in the article I downloaded. But there were tweets where Trump said something to the effect of, he tweeted out today, something to the effect of, are you kidding me? You don't think I know that I'm being listened to in every conversation? And it's foreign governments listening, and our government agencies listening, and most of them hate my guts, and anything I say could be made public, and you think I'd break the law in one of those conversations? How dumb do you think I am? So that was his response to that. And now let's talk about Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada. Their version of Donald Trump, that's their version of the president, is their Prime Minister. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau apologized today over his growing blackface scandal, but stopped short of saying whether there were more pictures or videos of him dressed up in darkened makeup. Folks, this is the perfect example. I say it all the time. Liberals live via the strategy and philosophy of Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky wrote Rules for Radicals, which, by the way, is their Bible. And do you know the entire book is dedicated to the devil, dedicated to Satan? It's like you can't make this stuff up. You've got to be sitting at home now thinking Wayne Root's got to be making it up. I swear to God, I've read Rules for Radicals, and the opening page dedicates the book to Satan. And this is the book Democrats consider their Bible on how you run politics and how you run political campaigns and how you go after your opponent. Dedicated to Satan. And what did he say in that book? Look in the mirror. I keep telling you this. Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame the other guy. So liberals in every country, United States, Canada, England, doesn't matter where it is. Liberals always claim conservatives are racist. Well, I never in my life. I'm going to offer $1 million reward. Wayne Root is offering $1 million reward to anyone who can find a picture of Wayne Root wearing blackface. Because I've never worn blackface in my life. Never even thought of wearing blackface in my life. But by the way, I don't even think there's anything wrong with it. I'm Jewish. What if someone went to a Halloween party dressed as an Israeli, dressed as Benjamin Netanyahu, dressed as a Jewish Wayne Root? I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's a stupid thing at some Halloween party or some rich kid's fraternity party. It means nothing. It was 30 years ago. But I never did it in my whole life. And I really don't know any conservative that ever did it. And any leading conservative, for sure. No friend of mine ever did it. I never saw anyone with blackface. But if they had, who cares? But for liberals, it's a big issue, because all you ever do is scream racism, and you're the ones, and if you ever saw me in blackface, you'd scream Wayne's a racist who should lose his radio show and his TV show. And yet here you are in blackface. It's all Democrats constantly being caught in blackface. The biggest hypocrites and frauds and idiots that ever lived. I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, got some great news yesterday and confirmed it. Cox Cable, the third biggest cable carrier in the United States of America, has picked up Newsmax TV starting on November 13th. And the reason that's so important is not only are we adding 6.2 million homes with the third biggest cable carrier in America, 6.2 million homes. So we're going to be right at 80 million homes with availability for Newsmax TV. But also, Cox Cable dominates the Las Vegas Valley. And all of you listening to me on KBET, otherwise known as 790 AM, all these years I've had this dominant radio show in Vegas, and everybody hears me and everybody likes me, but nobody can watch me on TV because, you know, most people have cable, not DirecTV or Dish TV. And in Las Vegas, anyway, most people have Cox Cable. And Cox Cable really dominates the Las Vegas television world. And now I will be available starting November 13th on Channel 96 on Cox Cable's basic cable package. So all of you in Vegas, thank you so much for making calls to Cox Cable and telling them we want our Wayne Allen Root. We demand you pick up Newsmax TV. It worked. They did it. But they did it across the entire United States, and we're picking up all 6.2 million. Primarily, the biggest pickups are Las Vegas, Arizona, so I think Phoenix and Tucson area, and then San Diego, California area are all dominated by Cox Cable. So most of that 6.2 million are in those three areas. So up till now, it was hard to find me on television in Arizona or Nevada or San Diego area of California, and I think San Diego has how many millions of people. So we just picked all of that up starting on November 13th. You'll all be able to watch Wayne Allen Root Raw and Unfiltered. And by the way, if you're listening to me right now and you don't get my show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show on and you don't get Newsmax TV, just go ahead and do the same thing I asked everyone in Vegas to do. Call this toll-free number, 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397, and demand, that's Newsmax TV. They'll connect you to wherever you watch cable TV. They'll connect you to the cable carrier, the office you need to call, and you'll get to the right person, and you tell them, I want you to pick up Newsmax TV, or I'm going to leave for Dish TV or DirecTV. I have options. Do the same thing the people of Vegas did, and you too will get my show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and Newsmax TV. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com. Or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It is free. All right, some other big news. I was telling you about the blackface of Justin Trudeau. And another video has surfaced of Justin Trudeau in blackface. The third instance of him in racist dress to surface in a 12-hour period. So obviously he's done it many, many times. This is from the early 1980s. And, of course, he's blaming it all now on his privileged upbringing. This ties into so many issues. Issue number one is that Democrats are the real racists. As I started to tell you in the last segment, Saul Alinsky said, look in the mirror, and whatever you see, blame the other guy. Democrats are the racists. And I've always said they're racist. Number one, because I'm Jewish, I've hung out in my life with lots and lots of liberal people, liberal Jewish people in New York. And because I went to Columbia University, I hung out with lots of liberals in New York. And they all said terrible things about black people and minorities. They whispered it in private and quiet with a group of white people sitting around talking. So, I mean, I was always shocked when they would accuse Republicans of being racist when they're the most racist people I've ever seen. And when you have leaders of America and Canada wearing blackface, I've never worn blackface. I don't know any Republicans who wear blackface. It's absolutely shocking. They're the ones calling us racist because they're so racist. Second of all, they're for affirmative action, not because they're nice to black people and Wayne Root is mean and Donald Trump is mean. It's because me and Donald Trump believe black people can make it on their own and have to make it on their own. If you give them affirmative action, it'll stop them from making it on their own. They'll never learn to make it on their own, number one. And number two, others will not appreciate what they've done. When you see a black doctor, a black lawyer, a black engineer, a black anything, and he's made it on his own, you go, wow, how cool is that? Everybody's the same. Everyone's equal. But if you give affirmative action and a black person with a C gets into Harvard, then I no longer believe in affirmative action, or I should say I no longer believe in equality and fairness. Because you're going to be thinking, wait a minute, did they become a doctor and get into Harvard Medical School because they're black? Did they maybe get in with lower standards? Are they going to be a worse surgeon? I don't want to ever think like that. But obviously liberals do think like that. Liberals think the only way black people can make it, and minorities in general can make it, American Indians, Hispanic, whatever, is if you give them something and you lower the standards and you hand it to them without them having to achieve it. That's racism, man. So these Democrats are all just such hypocrites and such frauds. And second of all, it brings up the issue of privilege, because now Justin Trudeau is blaming it on white privilege and being rich and being white. Well, it's true. There is white privilege. The kids I went to Columbia with had white privilege. Every liberal I know was handed all the money and all their career and all the door openings in their lives and all the private school. They had white privilege, but Republicans like me didn't.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is apologizing again after a photo surfaced of him wearing brown face to a costume party in 2001. Two similar incidents have also come to light. Trudeau talks to reporters and says he didn't realize how hurtful his actions were at the time.
I didn't understand how hurtful this is to people who live with discrimination every single day. I have always acknowledged that I come from a place of privilege.
The remnants of Tropical Depression Imelda is moving through eastern Texas, and Houston's Mayor Sylvester Turner says residents should only dial 911 in life-threatening or emergency situations.
If you're simply stuck on the road, or in the medium, or on the shoulder, or in someplace, but you're safe, in terms of being dry, that is not a 911.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, sponsor of this segment of the show, Swiss America. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. Central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. China's on a record buying spree. Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for prices to be up $200 per ounce. Amazing. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Maybe even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You know you need to know how to profit on the next big move. This is the next big move. And so you got to call Swiss America today. Not only do you have a free phone number, so it costs you nothing to call them, you get a free special report just for my listeners, doesn't cost you anything, and a free 30-minute DVD starring Dean Heskin, the CEO of Swiss America, and Wayne Allen Root. Yours truly, I'm the host of the video, and I'm there throughout the video with Dean, talking about gold. And so, free video, a DVD, free special report, free phone call. Call 800-BUY-COIN. What's your risk? Nothing. 800-BUY-COIN. Check it out. If you don't buy gold, you know, be there or be square. You're nowhere. 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. SwissAmerica.com. All right, so we've got our guest here, a very substantial guest, very impressive guest, an award-winning investigative journalist. I love his work. His name is John Solomon, and he's here with us right now. John, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
It's good to be with you.
So you've done some great work, I think mostly with The Hill, if I'm not correct, if I'm not
that's
mistaken, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
And it's award-winning work, and you've been just absolutely busy as a bee with this whole Russia collusion and the FISA warrant and Christopher Steele, and you've got this wonderful report out with 10 revelations that could rock Washington this fall. I know you're leaving The Hill now. You're going to be starting your own media company. Do you have a name yet and a website for people to go to?
In a couple of weeks, we will. Yes, I'll come back on and tell you about it when we're a little bit ready more to surface.
Okay, all right. And also, by the way, if you're on a speaker, get off the speaker. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Just make sure you... There you go. Much better. Much better.
Okay.
I always tell my guests to get off speakers. It just doesn't work on radio. So what are the 10 revelations that could rock Washington this fall? Let's start with number one, Christopher Steele's confidential human resource report to the FBI. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we know what that was in the Steele dossier. What we don't know is what the FBI might have been feeding to Christopher Steele to facilitate his spying, right? And just think about that. At the time that was going on, he was working for Hillary Clinton's campaign. I have been told by multiple sources that there is evidence the FBI shared confidential and possibly classified information with Steele, which could have made its way back to Hillary Clinton's campaign in the final weeks of the election. Remember how 7 days before Election Day it leaked out that Trump was under investigation?
Yes.
I wonder where that might have come from. It
right.
might have been the FBI sharing that back to Christopher Steele.
Right, but I mean, you know, I said this the other day. I had Don Trump Jr. on my show, and he's a friend of mine, and, you know, he's a great guy. He gave a great interview. There was only one area I was upset about, you know, one area I was disappointed. I said, Don, how is it possible your dad is the president of the United States, a Republican, and the only people who get indicted are Republicans? There's no Democrats ever getting indicted. What's the deal with that? And he didn't have a satisfactory answer for me. He was just like, you know, we're surrounded by bad guys. That's not good enough. Isn't Trump the president, John? Can't the president of the United States ever indict the bad guys? I mean, you do think this is coming now, yes?
Well, theoretically, the president has that power, but it's always been deferred to the attorney general. And I think in today's modern society, there's an expectation that the Justice Department's word is the last word. And that's been a problem, right? We've seen very low hair triggers for indicting people like Mike Flynn and George Papadopoulos and folks like that. And then we've seen very high bars where people like James Comey and possibly, I think, Andrew McCabe will escape without being charged, at least on the lying charges. And so that frustrates people, and it creates that system that there may be a sense in America that there are two systems, one for Republicans and everyday people and one for Democrats and elitists in the Justice Department. And I think that hovers over the conclusion of this Russia story. Will there really be justice? What I'm hearing, that IG report on FISA abuses, is very sweeping, very damning, going to have major bombshell revelations beyond all the things we've reported. And there will be recommendations for discipline and prosecution that come from it. Now the question is, can this Justice Department, Bill Barr's Justice Department, Donald Trump's Justice Department, mete out that justice? And that was what we're going to have to wait to see.
All right, when we talked about number one, it was Christopher Steele's confidential human resource report to the FBI, and you mentioned that FBI may have leaked all kinds of confidential stuff to Christopher Steele. My question to you is, who would get in trouble in that case? Would it be only the FBI, or would Christopher Steele, are you in trouble for leaking? Yes, you should be, but are you in trouble for accepting confidential information? Would Christopher Steele be in trouble?
No, he would not be in trouble. The FBI is, you know, the decider of that information. I think one thing for certain we're going to see out of this process in the next couple of weeks, not only some real accountability, some maybe some jaw-dropping revelations, but also a recommendation that new rules be put in place so that the FBI and the Justice Department are never again tempted to spy and intrude on a political campaign in the final days without very good evidence. And we know Steele's dossier wasn't evidence at all. It was uncorroborated. In many cases, it was wrong. So one thing I'm almost certain we're going to see is a recommendation for much higher threshold rules for when the FBI can even begin to engage the idea that they might investigate a campaign in the final days of the election. But Steele walks on that. He didn't do anything wrong. It's the FBI's bad judgment, that bias that we saw in the FBI, the idea that they would share with him without consideration that it could go back to Hillary Clinton. That's one of the failures of the FBI in this.
All right, number two is the 53 House Intel interviews. Tell us what that's about.
So Devin Nunes, when he was House Intelligence Committee chairman, interviewed all the key players. And a year later, Donald Trump's DNI, the Trump administration, has yet to declassify and release those. To put that in perspective, it's been more than a year since those we requested those be released. It only took 3 months to declassify all the information in the 9/11 report. And believe me, there was some pretty sensitive information there. There's been foot dragging on this. I think the big revelation will be a revelation that the Democratic National Committee, through an intermediary, had some dealings with the CIA in the middle of this Russia investigation. That's something that should never happen. The Democratic Party shouldn't be involved in intelligence, and the CIA shouldn't even be involved in a domestic matter. The two shouldn't have been talking. I bet there's a revelation that that did occur.
All right, number three, the Stephen Halper documents. Tell us about those.
Well, Stephen Halper, we now know from public reports, was an informant for the FBI. He had contact with two different people, George Papadopoulos and Carter Page. I am told from multiple sources that in his collection activities for the FBI, he collected evidence of innocence, meaning that George Papadopoulos and Carter Page were making statements showing they weren't involved in the Russia collusion scheme. Those never got shared with the FISA court. That's going to be one of the central pieces of evidence, I believe, when the IG report comes out.
All right, the October 2016 FBI email chain.
This is one of those buckets that Devin Nunes identified. I think it's one of the smoking guns in the IG report. It will show that, contrary to what they've said, and remember the FBI story and the Justice Department story is we didn't know there were problems with Steele's dossier until after Election Day. I believe this email chain, and Devin Nunes has said publicly, this email chain shows the FBI and Justice Department were discussing concerns with his credibility before they filed the FISA, before Election Day, the sort of stuff they should have told the court.
All right, number five, the Page Papadopoulos exculpatory statements.
Those are the actual recordings and transcripts of what George and Carter were telling the different informants, or also possibly being intercepted by the NSA when they overseas. So this will be evidence of exculpatory that they were innocent, that the FISA court did not ever get when they were evaluating whether to authorize the spying on the Trump campaign. Got to be pretty explosive stuff in that group, I think.
All right, number six is the Gang of Eight briefing materials.
Yes, so this occurred in summer of 18. And if you remember back, for the longest time, many establishment Republicans wouldn't sign on to the idea that the FBI was engaged in wrongdoing. And quite frankly, we're siding with the FBI and Justice Department instead of Donald Trump or their own president. It was this briefing, this Gang of Eight materials in the summer of 18, that changed everybody's mind, including Paul Ryan. It's divulged so much wrongdoing in the course of the investigation, so many missteps, so many things withheld from the court that should have been disclosed, that even Republicans who were on the Never Trump wagon turned around and said, you know what, we think there was a problem with the FISA warrant, there was a problem at the FBI, so pretty important information there.
All right, number seven is the Steele spreadsheet.
Yes, so remember, when you put Steele dossier in the FISA warrant, you've marked that you verify the evidence that you're drawing from it. Yeah, and that it literally says across the FISA warrant, evidence here is considered verified by the FBI. This spreadsheet shows that 93% of the evidence that Steele had provided the FBI either was unverified, meaning it could never be verified despite all the awesome tools of the intelligence community, was wrong, or was simply internet garbage, meaning rumors that were unsubstantiated. It's going to be a very important document to show how bad a piece of evidence the FBI gave the FISA court.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break and do a advertising break, as we always do. It's how you pay the bills in radio and all great people who support this program. And when we get back, we're going to have more with John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist. We still have the Steele interview, the redacted sections of the third FISA renewal application, the records of allies' assistance, three more key pieces, or I should say revelations, that could rock Washington this fall. This is John Solomon's revelation that he thinks will show lots of criminal activity by the FBI and government sources and the DOJ and the Democratic Party tied in with the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. Wayne Allyn-Root will be right back. More with John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root for AmFest 19. AmFest 19 is the most entertaining political event in Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmFest 19 include Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and, of course, yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. I will be in Miami October 10th to 12th. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, a Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. All right, we've got our guest here, the esteemed John Solomon. He is just announced yesterday he's leaving the Hill as executive VP to start his own media company. We'll have him on in the near future to talk about what that media company will be, what that title will be, what their goal will be, where their website can be found. He's got some really fantastic investigative journalism that you don't see anywhere else. And we're discussing the 10 declassified Russia collusion revelations that could rock Washington this fall. Welcome back to the show, John Solomon.
Good to be here.
All right, so we just finished talking about the Steele spreadsheet, and the next one on your list is number 8. It's the Steele interview. Tell us what is, what is going to cause trouble with the Steele interview itself.
Yeah, so this is very late in the process. The IG has been investigating for 2 years, and then out of the blue, Christopher Steele agrees to do an interview earlier this summer. And he lays out everything he was telling the FBI about his political motives, and his investigative tactics and the confidence he had in the information he was providing the FBI. I think this will be quoted from extensively in the IG report, and I think it will create an enormous separation between the FBI and Christopher Steele. Up to this point, the FBI is like, we didn't know anything was wrong with Christopher Steele, and when we did, we got rid of him. That story may not hold up when we're done. I think between emails and other bodies of evidence, that the IG has found in Steele's own testimony. We're going to find out the FBI knew there were big problems, and they were trying to hide them, not only from the American public, but from those FISA judges.
And once we find that out, I guess my question is, John Solomon, why shouldn't the guys at the top, such as Comey and McKay, pay for it and go to prison?
Yeah, that is going to be the question, which is, did the conduct that was carried out here constitute a criminal conspiracy? Was the effort knowing and willful, instead of bureaucratic blundering, was there a knowing, willful effort to deceive the court, deceive the American people, interfere in the American election? If those elements are met, knowing and willful, it is possible that the Attorney General could bring criminal charges.
All right, number 9 is the redacted sections of the third FISA renewal application. Explain.
Right. So this is the last of the four FISA applications. It's the one that allowed Carter Page to be a monitor from month 9 to month 12. It's hard to imagine a single American being monitored for 12 months by the FBI, never finding any wrongdoing. Just think of the abuse that just that appeared. Great, but the fourth application, we've been told by people like Devin Nunes and Mark Meadows, contains the most egregious, inaccurate, misleading statements that the FBI could give the court to try to force a renewal of this application, to continue the spying. Keep in mind, by this time, Donald Trump's been in office for 7 months. So whatever statements they were being made, if they are false, if they're knowing, if they're outdated, you use something from 2016 and pretend it's new in the summer of 17, it could create some of the strongest evidence of wrongdoing and the possibility of criminality. And the person who signed that warrant, unlike Comey, who at that point is gone, is a guy named Rod Rosenstein, President Trump's choice for Deputy Attorney General. He has never answered questions about what he knew about that FISA. I think he has some hard questions to be asked once this IG report comes out.
All right, and finally, number 10 of the 10 revelations that could just blow up Washington this fall and get a lot of people very excited and a lot of other people very scared. Records of allies' assistance. I assume you mean like France and Britain and people like that.
That's right. There is a significant body of evidence now out there, including communications from Great Britain, the Alexander Downer, the Australian diplomat who engaged George Papadopoulos, that foreign allies were asked to conduct spying operations on and target Trump campaign officials, Americans. And the real question will be, were those activities conducted and were foreigners asked to do it because it would have been illegal for the FBI, the CIA to do that? If that's the case, we're going to learn that the FBI and CIA may have a backdoor way of spying on Americans that might violate the Constitution.
All right, John Solomon, with some great work, an award-winning investigative journalist, just left the Hill, and he's going to be starting his own media company. We wish you well, and we want to hear from you as soon as you got the new company going. We want to announce it here at the Wayne Allyn Root Show. All right, thank you, John. God bless, man. Good job. All right, just so much dirty stuff went on. It's incredible how there aren't a lot of Democrats and a lot of FBI agents in prison. And I know I repeat myself, Democrats and FBI agents. I think the story that all of you that fits so well with this, when the FBI agent came up to me, actually two of them in the last 2 weeks came up to me and said, "Are you Wayne?" "Yeah, yeah, Wayne Allyn Root." "Yeah." "Oh, my God, we're such fans. Everyone in the FBI office listens to you. We all love you." Folks, the people at the top, corrupt, Democrat, liberal frauds. People at the bottom, the agents, the best people in the world. Newsmax TV now.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Good.